Well, hello and welcome. Welcome back to the most sporadic podcast I can possibly give you. And in this, let me just say my apologies for always never knowing when I'm going to do a podcast. But, you know, that's kind of how I am in my life and my schedule. I just kind of play it by ear. So if I have time and I can do it, I'm going to put one out. If I don't, then I don't. So, hope everything's good. Hoping the Delta variant of COVID hasn't attacked you. And that and much more coming up here on the Just a Dad podcast. Stay tuned. So yes, it is August 10th. Wow. It's my little brother's birthday yesterday. Yeah, August 10th, 11:45 a.m. And I am in line to get a COVID test. Why? Because I've been out of work for over a week. Sorry, almost a week. Not that I think I'm having COVID, but basically to go back to work, I need to have this test done to show that I don't have COVID so I can return and start making money again. Because I think we all know not making money is a bad thing. But yeah, so last Tuesday, I was at work, and I started getting a lot of chest pain, and suddenly, you know, like my, you know, arms kind of started numbing up a little, and I had this terrible feeling between my ears of just this ear pain. I didn't know what was going on, and I had to sit down. I was getting short of breath, and chest was, you know, just hurting real bad, and left work, went to the doctors to get checked out, make sure I wasn't having a heart attack or something. And after that, my just kind of went weak. Got real shaky and couldn't, kind of clumsy. And I went home, slept a little while, and, you know, then ended up with, you know, congestion, and woke up with a sore throat and all this other stuff. And, you know, I got 10 kids, right? So, I mean, there's always something getting passed around my house. And so it was just a matter of trying to gain my energy and seeing what was going on with me personally as far as what my body was doing. And so I've just been resting and recouping through things. And for the most part, the first couple hours I'm awake, that's where it's the worst. And then after that, like, I'm totally fine the rest of the day. So I don't understand why it's like that or what's going on. Maybe my body's just old and it takes a while to wake up. I don't know. So regardless, I got to get back to work. I got this thing. I hate COVID. I hate these tests and all the stupidness that goes along with them. But, you know, that's that. So let me, what do you say? Let me get this thing taken and over with and I'll be happy. And then let's not forget, now with all the vaccine people, they all want to wear masks still as well. And then you got the Delta variant of the COVID. And apparently, that's for the people who've gotten the vaccine are getting another variant of COVID. So I think it's all stupid. And yes, I'm sorry if you don't agree with me. And obviously, if people are wearing masks, it is going to reduce the amount of viruses out there. But at the same time, we're still going to have viruses out there because we've had it since the dawn of time. Maybe not the dawn, but, you know, once sin entered the world, right? So, anyhow, that's that. I'll put you on pause break and give you a little commercial, and we will return to discuss what else is going on in this life. Little League, family, kids, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Thieves who steal my signs advertising for baseball, they need to be shot and put down. But aside from that, everything else is copacetic. So hope you guys are doing good, and we'll continue here soon. Thanks. Okay, my friends, let me just tell you, sticking the Q-tip straight up my nostril is not the way I was expecting it to go. Okay, first, I really thought it was going to be a lot worse. That wasn't. So I'm assuming, you know, and here's the other thing. I did it to myself, right? So hopefully I did it right.
Otherwise, I could get a wrong test result. But also, imagine someone else doing that to myself. That'd probably be a little bit worse. And that I would not be fond of. Either way, it is what it is. I know I don't have COVID, but you know, you gotta deal with stuff sometimes. So that's what I was doing. Yeah, business as usual, right? It's a life. And right now, this is kind of typical of everybody. So at least now I can say, oh, I had that experience. Yeah, that was stupid. So, yes, I'm that guy. Sorry. I'm always going to be that guy. So what's up? How's it going? What's new, right? Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in my life. So, you know, we got Little League signs up. And sign-ups, you know. But either way, you know, I made 100 signs that say, you know, the Little League Baseball stuff on them and everything like that. I got them posted up everywhere. And, you know, I get great feedback when we get these signs up because people call. You know what I mean? That's the idea of them. That's what we want. We get registrations. We get people calling, asking questions. That's awesome. I love this. But then the calls kind of dwindle down. And then I drive around and the signs are gone. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, who steals the signs? And I'm sure I ranted about this last time. But seriously, people, who steals these signs? Okay? Like, it is so stupid for anybody to take these signs. It's for kids to play baseball. And you're over here taking this stuff away from them. And it's like, come on. You know, like, we're completely a non-profit. You know? Like, what the heck? So, anyway, quick rant again about that. Because it's really driving me nuts how this is going on over and over again. Aside from that, let me say that we do have like 70 kids signed up, which is awesome. You know, that's, we have like 4 t-ball teams, and t-ball, you know, we don't do like 12 players. We only do like 9 kids per team because, 4 and 5 year olds running around the field are crazy, right? So you don't want to overwhelm the coaches on that stuff. And even whenever I help, you know, coach on our open practice days, man, like, that's enough, you know. It always helps to have extra parents there to help you out. So, but just trying to think here, like, this is just how it is, right? This is what we're doing. So, yeah, we got our logos made. I ordered some t-shirts, got a couple t-shirts in. They look good. I'm amazed at how well they came through. I'm gonna recommend them to everybody so that they know, hey, this is the t-shirts that you can order from our site. And I wish I could get discounts from, you know, the people making the shirts, at least, you know, like $2 off a shirt or something. I don't know. I'll have to see about that. But, yeah, you know, the county's treating us real good. They're working on our field, getting it back in shape. So that's great. Yeah, so yeah, Little League's going good. You know, we're proud. We got a bunch of little kids playing. We got 4 rookie teams going. I mean, you know, we want more. But we got to really, you know, just right now, school's back in session and it's like crunch time, you know what I mean? Get that word out. So that's what we're doing now. So, yeah, that's that. What else we got? I don't know. I'm sure there was a lot more to all that I wanted to talk about, but I, you know, I forget things so easily. I'm now going to go by a middle school and drop a sign off, hoping that, you know, we can get these kids registered. You know, we need more kids to register so we can get more teams, more competition for these kids, and more fun, right? Like, that's what it's about. That's what people don't realize, I think. I'm not, like, diehard trying to get kids to register just because, like, I get nothing out of it other than knowing that the kids we have signed up already are going to have more competition and more kids to play with. And that's the bonus, right? Like, some of these, you know, leagues out here around me, man, they got a waiting list, you know, and like I'm like digging in the snow trying to plow the fields, you know, to get kids signed up. And it's like, y'all don't understand, like, this is a struggle, but this is a real struggle that's worth it for these kids, because kids want to play ball and this makes it all the more fun. So if you have kids, I would recommend finding a smaller little league and putting them in it to boost that league up. So that's my rec up for you. And if you're in my area, definitely come to my league, because why wouldn't you, right? Why wouldn't you put your kid in baseball? It's the American pastime. And really, I don't care about all that part, but Yeah, I know, guys. I know. I told you from the start, I really don't care about baseball. But I do care about kids having fun and learning sportsmanship and becoming better, building their character up and everything like that. That I'm all about, and I will do that all day long. What sport it is, I don't know. I don't really care. We could do ping pong tournaments. If the kids are learning how to work together and stuff and problem solving together, then I'd say it's a win, right? But we don't have ping pong tournaments, so that doesn't work. Let's see. What else we got going on? I don't know. My nostril feels weird now. I'll be honest. Feels like something got jammed up in there. But we're just going to skip on that. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. How did I ever forget? Y'all know what today was? Well, for us, it was the first day for kids to go back to school, public school. So my one daughter, she is now a seventh grader officially, right? I don't ever call them seventh graders when they, I mean, I do whenever I pick them up from school the last day of sixth grade. I say, oh, you're a seventh grader. I love you so much. It's great. But legitimately now she is a seventh grader. She is in school in seventh grade. Now she's official. And, man, they grow up fast, right? Like, it's crazy. And I know I got 10 kids, but kids are just, dude, you know, my oldest, we're talking about buying a car for her, right? Like, we're talking about getting a car, which, okay, you know, like, part of me is like, yeah, but duh, I mean, she's getting older, that's kind of what you do, okay, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I remember walking in the house when she was 3 and she didn't know who I was very well, and, you know, I had pizza, and, you know, she was like, hey, pizza guy's here. You know, like, I mean, my goodness. She knew me as the pizza guy for, like, the first month of her life, you know, with me in it. So, it's just interesting because, you know, we've come so far. You know what I mean? We've crossed so many bridges. We've worked through so many things. And, you know, to see my kids develop into good, responsible teenagers has been great, and to see that she's now progressing onto this path of adulthood, I hope I can still, you know, speak truth to her and help her in that avenue of growth in life. And I mean, it's still so crazy though. And you know, the little sister, you know, she's turning 13 here in like 6 days, and so I'll have 2 teenage girls in my house, and then, you know, next, it'll be another one next year, and it's crazy, you know. Like, I mean, I love it. Like, this is life. Life is progressing. It's moving on. It is something, you know what I mean? It's something to be cherished and to hold on to and to value, right? And it's like, but what are we doing with our life? You know, what is it that we're doing with it? And that's the thing that I'm trying to teach my kids. Don't focus on what you want to be. Don't focus on, you know, how much money you want to make or what kind of house you want to live in or what's that wedding dress going to look like one day. Don't focus on those things, but focus on, you know, how you can achieve those things and do what you want so you can enjoy the life you're given. You know, that's my biggest thing with my kids is I don't want, I, you know, like, one, she wants to be a vet, right? Great, be a vet. You know, but why do you want to be a vet? You know, why want to take care of animals? Okay, and heal them when they're sick. Okay, great. But guess what? You can do that same thing working at the reception desk, you know, because it's all part of the same process. So you got to find what fits for you in the process. You know, like, oh, you want to do something, but, you know, can you achieve that same thing in another way? Can you go work at the Humane Society or be an animal control person? Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's different avenues to do the same stuff you want to do. So that way you're not setting the bar, I need to be a vet. And then you decide, well, I don't want to do vet school in 3 years. And so you're now downshifted and oh, I don't know what I'm going to do in my life. Well, no. It's, you want to help animals. That's fine. You know, you can do that on the side. You can do volunteer work helping with animals. You know, there's fires, there's things that go on where they need people to volunteer and help rescue animals. You can do that stuff still and live your life, you know, in another way as well. So what allows you to achieve the purpose of what brings you joy and what allows you to also make a living or raise your family, whichever it might be. So I don't know, I'm trying to look at things from a different scope of a different point of view, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to push college on my kids. Not going to push military on my kids. I'm going to push responsibility and functionality on them. You know, like, you have to function in society. You have to, you know, be a member of society and be someone who progresses things and not just keeps it where they're at. So hopefully I can achieve that in this life. And if I do, then great, I did something good with my kids. Yeah, so that's that. Anyway, kids are broke. And, you know, I don't know how we're going to pay for a car and all that other stuff. I mean, we'll figure it out, right? Lord provides if we need it. And if he doesn't, then we don't need it. So that's that. And I guess, honestly, that's pretty much just how I see it. Here's another for you. But I really think I could create, like, one of those little songs. You know, anyway. Yeah. So, now, going by the high school. Going to drop off a sign. Yeah, I think I said middle school earlier. I don't know. I did tell you guys I got a pool, right? I believe I did. Somehow this thing is still functioning, still working. It's amazing. I think we've been in the pool a whole, I don't know, 6 times the entire summer. So glad we got this thing. Super beneficial for us. Totally worth all the money we invested into it. Yeah, I know. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. But, you know, whatever. Let's keep this thing running and not green, right? I don't need any swamp monsters in there. So, aside from that, let me think. Because that's the goal here is, let's see. Wife wants me to go. Yeah, I'm just rambling about what I gotta do. Wife wants me to go get some sinus medication for her. She's had a headache for like 5 days now. We have no baby on the way. How's that, right? Yeah, I mean, we can't anymore, but, you know, kind of had to pull that last card out to see, hey, this was our last chance to have one. If we were going to have one, is there one coming? And no, there's not. So we are done, officially. It's kind of interesting. It's time for a new stage in our life, right? We'd be just a dad, but be, you know, moving on, progressing in where we're at. So it's kind of crazy. Oh, man. What else? I don't know. Let me pause you for a minute, and I'll think about it. And I'll put you on a commercial break. Okay, pretty stoked about that. I already had to sign it at school, and I didn't have to move it or anything. I'm happy. I'm happy. All right, so we're back. Now I'm going to track myself to the middle school, right? Because we got to have them at the middle school, too. I mean, this is all very extremely important places to get these signs up at. I hate that I have to drive where I have to drive, but, I mean, gotta get these things up, gotta make sure they're up, and that's just kind of what it is. But it's, what, 10 minutes away? So, I'll deal with that. I can deal with that. I may not want to, but I can. So, anyhow, yeah. I don't know, I feel like I need 100 more signs to make sure these things are all up. It's crazy, but that's what it is. What's going on with you guys? Like, someone needs to call in and give me something, right? I know I've still got some of y'all listening, and I appreciate that greatly. But I need you guys to, really call in and give me some discussion topics, right? Like, something we can talk about and discuss and say, hey, this is what's going on in life. It'd be great to hear from you. Great to hear some feedback. Yell at me for not posting enough. Yell at me for wasting your life. I don't know. I don't care. I just passed a mailbox that had a Fischler as a mailbox. That was pretty neat. So I have to say that was cool. Not jealous that I don't have the same one. But it does kind of make me think, should I get a mailbox that's designed, right? I mean, people do that. You know what I mean? I see like the big mouth basses, you know, on the mailboxes. And I don't know. It's just one more way you could express yourself. Ooh. Maybe I should get a big baseball. Put it on a post. Cut the post out to look like a baseball bat, right? And then where the laces are, the little lid can come down. And thing, I mean, I might be able to get some pretty big packages in there, and they wouldn't get left at my door anymore. That wouldn't be too bad of an idea, right? So, of course, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. But if somebody happened to drop one off at my house, I would absolutely put it up on my mailbox. I just don't have the time to do that kind of stuff myself. But yeah, school's back in session, guys. And it's just, you know, it's like, what's this year going to hold? You know, I mean, I don't care about, I don't want to talk about COVID and how we're going to handle that this year and how masks aren't required at school. Look, it's the parents' responsibility to protect their children, not the schools. If the parent doesn't care if the kid goes to school with a mask or not, you shouldn't either. And let me be honest with you, okay? It's stupid that this is even a topic, considering every store you go into, they don't ask if the kid has a mask. They ask if the parent has a mask. Okay, if it was an issue, they would make sure both had a mask. But it's obviously not. Okay, because we would have been doing this long before now. So why now rage any kind of issue about any of this stuff? It's just stupid and dumb. Like, I'm one of those people, I thrive off of consistency, right? Like, I don't like planning stuff, I don't like doing stuff, but I do like consistency in my own life. And what better way to be consistent about things than making sure you're expressing the same things and wants and needs and desires as all the way across the board from the get-go. So if you're not going to, you know, push for children, I mean, think children are the dirtiest people in the world most of the time. Maybe some homeless bums might be in there too, but legitimately, children are the dirtiest people in the world. Okay, so even if it's at a restaurant or if it's at a Walmart, whatever, them kids are touching more than anyone else. So why, you know, like, why are you not, you know, raising cane about kids not wearing masks at Walmart? Why is it just at school? You know, nah, so I don't know. I'm just, it's all whatever, you know. I just saw another one of my signs. I'm pretty happy about that, but it's kind of not where anybody's going to see it. So I'm probably going to come back and move that. Man, this is like an old, whole untapped area out here, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I love driving around and seeing that other people put my signs up. It's good to see that I'm not alone in this whole thing. But of course, I have a say-so about everything in life. So, you know, like that back there. Oh, it's not close enough to the road. Like, why am I like that? I have got to have, I don't know. I'm very controlling, I guess. And I don't mean to be, because for the most part, I don't mind not having control over a lot of things. But I do care about, like, the way things are presented. I guess if my name's attached to it, it matters to me, because, hey, my name's attached to that. I want it to be right. I want it to be good, you know? So, anyways. Oh, goodness. I don't know what to say. I've got all this time driving, and I don't know. It's kind of nice not being at home right now. I've been home all week, just doing nothing. And I mean, granted, I've been rusting and everything like this, but it's like, I did fix my shower. I did fix, well, I haven't fixed the sink yet, but I'm going to fix the sink. I did fix the toilet. I mean, I'm getting little things that have been on my list done, but it's still, you know, it's just stuff to do. It's not like it's that big a deal, but stuff that probably, you know, been put off another month if I was still working. Hey, yawning over here. So, yeah. Alright, so let's talk about animals, right? You know, I got three cats. And if you don't know, I got three cats, right? Let's start from the get-go. How's that? Okay. I have three turtles. No, let's back up even more. I have two dogs. Okay. I had three dogs. But one of my dogs decided it'd be a good idea to grab the other dog by the head and whip him around a whole lot. And so in doing that, he punctured my dog's eye, and we had to put the other dog down because just with the little kids and everything, we couldn't have that kind of violence around. Couldn't get rid of him to anybody because nobody else wanted him. Because, yes, he was a pit bull, but they're not all mean, so don't give me, they are all bad. They're not all bad. I love pit bulls. But I like Rottweilers more, so I didn't mind getting rid of that one. Sorry, it's me. Anyways, so yeah, we had the dog. We had to get rid of him, put him down, which it was sad, but, you know, we put her down. And the other dog lost his eye. And, you know, so we had the two dogs left. And we had two turtles at the same time. We went fishing one day. The wife hooked a turtle. I didn't have any pliers with me or anything. The hook was stuck in his mouth. And so I couldn't just leave the dog like that because I'm just, or sorry, not the dog. I couldn't leave the turtle like that. And I just felt it was wrong. Leaving a turtle with a hook in his mouth, that's just, that's crappy, right? That thing's not going to fall out. Not that hook. And I couldn't get it, you know, straightened out or anything. So I didn't want to, like, slice the turtle's jaw open. So I ended up taking the turtle home. And I've had turtles for, like, the past 20 years. So I know how to take care of them. So I got the hook out at home. I gave him some meds and, you know, hooked him up in the tank with my other turtles and kind of let him cohabitate. He's been good, doing good. I really wanted to get him back out to the pond, though. I did not want to keep this thing. But I didn't want him to die either. Then, so that's the third turtle story. And then, yeah, thank the wife. Then I had a cat, and the cat was indoors and drove me literally crazy as all get out. So I put the cat outside and I was done with it. And, you know, the cat was good. Just said, hold on, hold on. Is that one of my signs? Yes, it is. That's so awesome. Hold on. All right, so yeah, so then we, you know, we had the cat outside living there. And so one day he's deciding he's going to take a nap underneath my wife's tire. And as you know it, the wife might have backed up over the cat and crushed his poor little back legs. Anyhow, like $3,000 later, the cat has one leg and he's in recovery. And he's now an inside cat. So yeah, lesson learned, people. Okay, I got it. A terrible thing. Don't put cats outside. And look, he was fixed, everything like that, and he lived on our doorstep most of the time. But, I hated that stupid cat, though. I really did. And we nursed him back to life and health and everything. It was just our three-legged cat, and I actually liked him at that point. I don't know why. I feel bad for things that are broken. So, took him from there, and, what do you say? Yeah, I took him from there, and we had him in the house, and he was getting really active and healthy again. Till one day, he decided to get sick, and, I don't know, 2 days later, he died. Just out of the blue. No idea why. And took him to the vet. They couldn't figure it out, thought he may have eaten some poison or something, but there was nothing in our house that he could have eaten, so we didn't know what was going on. And from there, we had... what do you call it? No more cat, right? No more. I don't know. My son's favorite animal, the cat, is gone, right? So I felt bad for my son because he was all upset and everything like that. And so then a couple weeks go by, and my wife sends me a picture of this stupid guy's Facebook post. Sorry, that says, taking these kittens to the pound if somebody doesn't adopt them. And he has like 5 kittens. And I'm like, hell no. I tell her, no. We're not doing that. No way, no how. That's stupid. Bad idea, right? Because it is, it's a bad idea. You don't do that. So I started thinking about it. And I'm thinking about it. And I say, you know, I do feel bad for my son, because he really loved that stupid cat. So maybe I'll just get one kitten and we'll be done with it. Well, guess what? There's like 3 kittens left. There's 2 black ones and there's a white one with spots and stuff on it. And I say, okay. Well, I tell my wife, ask the kids which ones they want. Maybe I told y'all this story already, I don't know. And they can't decide, so I say, all right, I'm going to get both. I'm going to get one black one, I'm going to get one dapple-colored kind. And I end up getting these 2 cats, take them home. You know, of course, my kids are under the impression I said absolutely not. So when I get home, these cats, they're stoked, you know. But then a week goes by, and this guy says, I still have this one cat. He's going to the pound if somebody doesn't take him. And what does my wife do? She gets the third cat. Why? Why do we need three of everything? Three turtles, three cats, and formerly three dogs. So, I don't know. Got rid of or didn't get rid of anything, actually. But we, you know, I took in the cat, we adopted it, it's ours. And so now we have three cats, two dogs, and three turtles, and 10 kids, and two adults living in one small house. But it's okay, because we love each other, and we're happy, and there's a lot of chaos in our life, but we handle it, you know? But most importantly, it's our life, right? It's how we do what we do. It's how we handle the things we handle, and how we manage to continue to function in our lives with each other. And these kids are going to be great for it. You know, when they get older, they're going to appreciate these things. They're going to appreciate what they have more. They're going to value things they didn't normally value. And man, I really hope that's the case. Otherwise, they're going to be brats and pains in the butt. But anyways, that's that. Enough of my kids. These things are something else. But I do have, I think, 4 kids in baseball this season, where it was going to be just one. But that should be fun. You know, my kids will love it. So I think that's it, guys. I don't really have much more for you today. So until next time, stay peachy, stay cool. Oh, I got a dad joke for you. I forgot. What kind of car would Jesus drive if he was alive today? Sorry, not if he was alive today. Obviously, he's alive and reigning in heaven. I'm saying, if Jesus was on the earth and he had a car, what kind of car would it be? What kind of car would he drive? Any guesses? You know I'm going to tell you, right? Because that's just kind of what I do. But yes, you are correct. He would drive a Chrysler. No, I'm serious. Hey, you know what's funny? Okay, Jesus would die. No, I mean, Jesus would drive a Chrysler. Chrysler. You know, Chrysler. Jesus Christ. Jesus Chrysler. Yes. Anyways. My grandfather died because he... Sorry, I'm reading this one. My grandfather died because the report said he had type A blood. Unfortunately, it was a typo. Ha ha! 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 Yeah, I love it. Alright, guys. I'll leave you be. I'll tell you what often gets overlooked. Garden fences. Yeah, I know, that's dumb too. Alright, I'll let you go. I will talk to y'all next time. And until then, stay sunny. Okay? Stay peachy. Stay happy. Stay helpful. And don't get discouraged about whatever you're going through, right? Like, for one thing, everyone's going through something, okay? I've got school. I've started back. I've got 10 kids. I've got work. I've got sickness going on in my house, and I've got bills to pay, and Lord knows there's just enough things. If I really wanted to dwell on them all, I could bring myself down real quick. But let's keep in mind one thing. If you know Jesus, if you have Jesus, you have a hope and a peace that's not necessarily for right now, right? Like, and I'm not saying Christ doesn't help us in our day-to-day. What I'm saying is, you know, down the road, when your time is called, there's going to be a rest that you can slip into, and I mean slip into. I mean, this is how I look at it, guys. Like, Jesus is like that. When I die, right? I'm going to be free of everything that has held me back, right? Every burden, every argument, every sinful thought, every thing I can't get past, every downfall I have, like, that was nailed to the cross for me, right? Like, I don't have to be sweating that stuff no more. Okay, so when I'm talking about a rest, I mean, it's like, dude, I'm going to see Jesus and just kind of, you know, fall into his arms, okay? And I'm going to say, look, now you literally get to hold me up, right? Before, he was, you know, spiritually holding me up. Now he's going to be physically holding me up because I don't know if I want to stand around him. I'm going to fall to the floor. I'm going to fall on my knees to him because, man, like, he's it, you know? And that'll be it. And I won't have all that extra. And we can, you know, you'll have that trust. I'll have that trust. That knowing that all those things, they just won't matter anymore. And that's where we gotta be now, in that state of mind of, it just doesn't matter, guys. All those hardships and, they're going to be things we deal with, but they don't matter. Right, in the grand scheme of things, right? You die, how much does whatever you're battling really matter? Right? Like, we need to keep our eye on the ball, you know? We need to keep our eyes on Christ, understanding He is what matters. He is where our go-to needs to be at. And it's just, we'll be much better if we remember that we have a comfort that we can pull on. I don't know where I'm going with this. It's just one of those things that I think about. You know, like snuggling in your bed at night, you know, like, ugh, I can finally rest. You know, it's that kind of feeling that I'm talking about. You're gonna finally be able to rest and put all that other crap behind you. And that's what I'm looking forward to. So I don't enjoy my time here on earth with my kids. But that's the rest I'm looking for. So, anyhow, sure, I rambled on that one, lost my thought, but that's that. That's how I am. I'm just a dad, guys. Really. I really am. I'm just a dad. And we're just going at this thing one day at a time, trying to make the best decisions we can with the right guidance and the right people in our lives to steer us, you know? And all we can do is surround ourselves with the right people, put into our minds the right things to pay attention to, and try to help those around us. And I think that's it. And then just go on the next day. You know, and those kids that you have, speak truth to them. And be joyful with them, you know, like, that's the joy you have, you know, like, I'm not a joyful person, you know, I'm not like a bubbly, high-pitched voice type guy, I'm not that, but my joy does come in my kids, right, and that's where I find my happiness, is seeing them enjoy themselves, so, consider these things. And have a blessed day. Deuces.